Hachette Audio presents Burn, written by James Patterson and Michael Ludwidge, read by Danny Mastrogiorgio. For Kevin and Blahin Durkin and family. Prologue, California leaving. 1. Los Angeles. The work van was a new Mercedes, white and high-roofed, with the blood-red words Turnkey Locksmith hand-painted on its side. At a little before 7 a.m., it was winding through the Hollywood Hills northwest of L.A., the steady drone of its diesel engine briefly rising in pitch as it turned onto the long climb of Kirkwood Drive in Laurel Canyon. 200 feet below the intersection of Kirkwood and Oak, the van coasted to a crackling stop on the gravel shoulder of the secluded road and shut off its engine. A minute passed, then two. No one got out. As the bald Hispanic driver flipped down the visor to get the sun out of his eyes, he spotted a mule deer nosing out through the steep hillside's thick underbrush across the street. Go for a lung shot, he thought, as he imagined getting a bead on it with the new compound hunting bow his girlfriend had gotten him for his birthday. Track the blood trail down between the infinity pools and 20-person funkadelic hot tubs before lashing it to the van's front grill. See how that would go down with George Clooney and Katie Lang and the rest of the Laurel Canyon faithful. He was feigning a bow draw when the elegant deer suddenly noticed him and bolted. The driver sighed, leaned slightly to his right, and depressed the intercom button under the drink holder. How's this? Line of sight okay? He said. Yes. Maintain here until the handoff, then head for position 2. Intercommed back the sharp-featured, amber-haired woman sitting directly behind the driver in the sealed-off back of the high-tech surveillance van. There was a dull, mechanical hum as the woman flicked the joystick for the high-definition video camera concealed in the van's roof. On the console's flat screen in front of her, an off-white stucco bungalow 150 feet up the canyon slowly came into view. She panned the camera over the bungalow's short, steep driveway of Bishop's Hat paver stones, the broken terracotta roof tiles above its front door, the live oaks and lemon trees in its side yard. She'd been here several times before and knew the Target house as well as her own at this point. She was halfway through the tea-filled Tervis tumbler from her kit bag when a truck slowed in front of the Target house. It was a new Ford Expedition SUV, glossy black with heavily tinted windows.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?